I first hooked up with Joel's Press and stuff. I was an art writer, and I just got so tired of some of the feeling that between what you're writing and its distribution is just this endless morass of nonsense that you have to go through. And I don't know, just, you know, trying to get your minuscule check anyway, you know, it's not even worth the effort, and then the kind of product they want from you is gets more and more distant from what you want to do. And so I think with Cruise Press, we tried to really try to take hold of the means of production ourselves in a kind of old school socialist fashion that's not very realistic at all, unless you really just do it. And then, so we tried to be very kind of working class about printing the things, and the distribution obviously is kind of a problem because high capitalism controls everything. But we can talk about distribution later, but I think creatively, the art community offered a kind of wide openness that, and it always has, I guess, since the 70s and 60s with art books and publications, and we took advantage, or we still try to take advantage of that wide openness of being able to, you know, make movies, music, newspapers, all in this kind of place where it doesn't seem so far-fetched to do those things. And then we're giving access to lots of this whole community filled with writers and artists and musicians. On our own terms.
Another good quote from a Seth Geller would be like, the things like cycles are in like 10-year cycles, 5-year memories. But like artists, like books will like, if they're in the right hands, like will remain forever.
My